Friday for the second Gaza-bound aid ship to depart from Cyprus as the first ship in a pilot trial of maritime deliveries arrived off Gaza, witnesses said. The ship, arranged by the World Central Kitchen Charity, is carrying nearly 200 tons of aid to be delivered via a jetty being prepared in Gaza, with a second ship expected to sail soon. There are a few details on how the aid delivery and distribution will work once it's ready to unload in Gaza. The U.S. and G7 allies are warning Iran to back off a deal to provide Russia ballistic missiles for use in Ukraine or face new sanctions, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration's been warning of the possibility for months.
The United States is concerned that Russian negotiations to acquire close-range ballistic missiles from Iran are actively advancing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said in January if a deal went through, the response would be severe. Today, with U.S. officials worried a deal is imminent, the U.S. and G7 allies say they will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward. Major Western economies already impose extensive sanctions on Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian missile attack blasted homes in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa, followed by a second missile that targeted first responders who arrived at the scene. Officials said at least 16 people were killed Friday in the strike. It occurred as the war in Ukraine stretches into its third year. The dead included a paramedic and an emergency service worker. At least 53 other people were wounded. This is VOA News. Russia has begun 3 days of voting in a presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for 6 months.